remember one of the stories you used to tell us that I found the most thrilling was, I guess it was when you moved back to the agricultural compound after the Japanese left and the British took it back. But you said there's still a lot of looters and a lot of just rough people trying to steal. And I remember you saying that your parents had gotten kidnapped one night, that whole
Oh, yeah.
story.
That was we were in a little village called Pimana. You know, my dad was transferred there to take care of another agricultural department there. Yeah. And we have quarters there too, you know, and the big compound, and we have a what do you call the gatekeeper. They're always closed. You only let people that you know that lives in that compound. You don't let outsiders come. They have to let you know when the friends and all would come. We have to let them know to open the gate. Otherwise, people cannot come. There they grow sugar cane. The sugar cane goes on and on. You can't see anything but sugar cane. Of course, you see those little tar roads, you know, and the cars can go, but sugar cane gets so tall and thick. They make brown sugar from there. And the one day, the British came back, but the situation wasn't quite under control. So we have a lot of looters, a lot of Burma Independence Army that comes and loot and steal and kill. So one day, I don't know what happened. My sister and I talked about it and said, "Hey, I told her we can't sleep here tonight." I don't know what made me say that, but I felt like, you know, I have to go and sleep in my parents. The parents were in the next room across from us. So, and my parents said, "Why can't you sleep? You have your own room, sleep in it." No. We don't feel safe, or I don't know. We will come, but we sleep on the floor. We don't need to bring anything, but we'll sleep on the floor. It was cool, and we don't mind sleeping on a mat, and you know, and with a little blanket. We said we'd sleep there. And finally, we convinced them that, you know, tonight we want to sleep there. And after saying our prayers, we went to sleep. And during that time, a lot of looting. They come about in the middle of the night, started shooting and robbing. So that night, about 1 o'clock, I think, my mom woke up. She wasn't feeling well. She had a bad cold. She had a fever, shivering, and she heard, you can hear, because they used to come into our house. They have pebbles, you know, you walk on the pebbles, you could hear the crunch, crunch, crunch on the. They were wearing boots, or I don't know what type of shoes they were wearing, you know,
So it
army
woke you up.
woke us all up. And our house is on a stilt. Underneath, they have sample of rice and so many things, their beans and stuff, you know. And then it was on the shelf. And also, we have some chicken just for ourselves, you know, we have chicken and all that. So we heard crunch. After my mother woke up my dad, "Listen, listen, you can hear people walking." Then after a little while, he started shooting. He said, "Wake up, everybody, wake up, open the door, open the door." And my dad was going to, he has a double barrel, he likes to go out hunting and all that. So he took his double barrel, went to the door and said, "He's going to defend us. How can you just one person? There are a lot of five of them are down there. They're going to kill us. They don't know what they'll do to us." My mom said, Don't try to, you know." And they pushed open the door. We had a big, you know, stick across so people can't open, right? They shoot, and then they got the door open, and then saw my dad was holding that double barrel. "Oh, you think you're going to defend yourself? You're going to kill us? You're only one person, your own man," he said. And then took them outside. We have a to go downstairs. There's a wide veranda there in the back. Call us all out and sit down, and we're not allowed to look at them. We don't know. We were young, so we just look up. And they took out the Japanese sword and hit us, my brother and myself, my sister was still young, hit us on our shoulder, each side, you know, keep hitting us. This is the sword, those long swords, the Japanese long swords, or samurai, or whatever they call it. They got it from the Japanese, and they used that. And then they tried to get some money. It was end of the month, so my parents said, we don't have any money. Whatever we get, we paid our bills, we paid, you know, there's no money. Then it started hitting them. And then they tie them up. They tie both of them, their hands back. And then, wait, what about the jewelry? Wear your earrings and all that. In Burma, a lot of people wear earrings. You know, my dad doesn't want us to have earrings. None of us wear earrings or jewelry. Those are your enemies. People want it, you know, and you... He was right. So I asked for those. I said, no. My mom said, we don't even have pierced ears. Where are we going to wear earrings for? We don't have any jewelry. You must have some. And started beating. And my mom hid her a jewelry box tied with the black string and the can in some can. Painted dark. And then she dropped it into that little drainage, and with a dark thread hanging, you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to get it out. She couldn't either. So the guy came and helped. His hands were so big, he couldn't get it out. So, and then the guy outside said, better hurry up. The British will be coming. We're going to get caught. Hurry up, hurry up. And he left. He couldn't do it, so he left. And then they only got the cash, I think, I don't know how much, and then he got the gun. He was happy to get the gun. They need ammunition to fight, you know, to go rob some more. And then they were satisfied, but they took my mother and father as a hostage. He said, you kids better get back into the house. And then they took them. And for us, we were young, so we thought it was a long time they didn't come back. And my brother got anxious, went out. He said, don't go. You don't know where you're going. If you get caught, they're going to do something to you. Don't go. But I don't know why he went out. And he went out, and then we were looking out the window and praying, and waited. Finally, my mom and my dad came back. And it was, very early, about 5 o'clock in the morning, I think, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, he came back. Where's my brother? His name was Michael. Where's Mike? Oh, he went out to look for you guys. Oh, no. You can't go look for us. You don't even know where we are. And then my dad had to go out again and look for him. But found him along the way. And, my mom and dad, they were looking at the gun and trying to see who can shoot and how to use it. They were arguing with one another, so my dad told my mom, hide, let's hide. Go into that sugarcane bush. They won't find us. No, make so much noise. They'll hear us and shoot us and kill us. So my mom kept arguing. So my dad said he just pushed her in. She fell down into the bush, and she dare not even move because it makes so much noise. The leaves make so much noise. So they just sat there, just, you know, you can see them. If they look, really look where they can see, but they said they used the torchlight and go past right on them. They didn't see them. They were there praying, and then everything, they heard them say, we better hurry up before the British come. Those British will come and kill us, catch us, you know. And then they left for quite a while, but my mother wouldn't dare move. And my dad said, you're going to stay here all night? Your kids would be worried about us, we better go back. She won't. Finally, Dad pulled her out, and they came back. And the British, the troop came to, the police came about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning. In the city, it's not that far for them to come and get us.
But you mean around the afternoon, like around noon?
It happened 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. They came at 1 o'clock. It started at 1 o'clock. And they came only at 12 noon to see what happened. My dad was so mad. He said, you know, at that time, there are not stores and anything, no grocery store, anything, but people would, in the morning, they'd bring vegetables. They sell, you know, sell vegetables. The milkman would bring milk every morning, leave it out doorsteps, and the vegetable vendors would come every morning because it would take regularly. They'd come every day, you know. They said, oh, we thought you guys are dead. We heard all the shooting and everything. Nobody thought you'd be alive. Then they were so happy to see us, you know, still alive. So that's the story.
So what happened to the gatekeeper?
Oh, the gatekeeper got stuck. He got scared with all the, I guess they must have scared him to open the gate and they're going to kill you or shoot you. So they ran into the big oven made out of stone. And he couldn't get out. He got stuck. So in the morning, my dad said, go look for that gatekeeper. What happened to him? He's going to give him a really good talk. You know, he was so mad. And then they couldn't find him. Then finally, they found him stuck. He said, help, help, help. He was in there, couldn't get out. My dad was really mad at him. Oh, my goodness. We pay you to be a gatekeeper to let us. He didn't even, he's supposed to ring a bell, hit the, what do you call those, you know,
on gong or?
A gong, not a gong, like the iron rod in the make it, just like in you see in the movie, they have, you know, those cowboys, you know.
Like an alarm.
Yeah, just alarm. And he got so scared, he did not even hit the alarm, ran and hide himself.
I remember you saying too that it was.
Huh?
That night you ended up sleeping in a different room. You really wanted to, and it really ended up saving your lives. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. If we had slept in our room, it was facing the road. And we, with all the bullets coming through that area, we would have, one of us would have been hit, you know.
So they actually did go through the house?
Yeah, we didn't know that it'll happen like that. So it's God telling us, you know, it's not safe there. I don't know. We just felt that we're scared to sleep there that night. We sleep there all the time. You know, why all of a sudden, you know, we have that urging to go and sleep with my parents. Otherwise, you won't be here.
Well, I don't like that. I think you made the right decision, Grandma.